Well, howdy, my friends. It is your old buddy from Luke Clayton. Let's talk some outdoors, and let's talk about a different way to put catfish fillets to good use other than frying. Nothing against fried catfish. We all love that. Have you ever eaten coubillon? It's a Cajun dish. Was back in the day, court bouillon was a popular dish, I guess, in England. In France, probably, where the Cajun folks started from. But coubillon is a thick soup, if you will, or a thick gravy tomato base with catfish in it. It's really good. I'm going to tell you how to cook it. Take some butter, put it in a skillet, season some. I like to use blue catfish fillets because they're thicker usually than channel cat, and they're snow white. But you can use any kind of fish for coubillon. But dust them with some Cajun seasoning. I use Tony Satchery's, but there's all kind of good Cajun seasonings. And just sear them in a skillet with some butter. Don't cook them thoroughly. This will give it some flavor into this coubillon. If you do it this way, then reserve those. Put those in a bowl or something, plate, and stick them off to the side. Put them in the refrigerator if you need to, because it's going to be about an hour before you use them. Now, in the cast iron skillet, you want to make a roux. And that would be, you know, equal parts of flour and oil. I usually make, for a coubillon, I make a roux with butter and flour, and I make it thick. Just keep stirring that roux. It doesn't take more than 10 minutes max to make a roux. Some people say it takes an hour, but it doesn't. About 10 minutes, that roux, if you keep stirring it, don't scorch it. It'll be a chocolate color. So there's the basis, your roux. Into this roux, add your Holy Trinity, which is the celery, the onions, and the bell pepper. Have all that chopped up ready. And I like to throw in quite a bit of garlic. So saute all that together. And when it's all about the time the onion is translucent and clear, the veggies will be ready for the next step. Now, at this point, I like to add one slice of lemon. Not a whole lot of lemon, but that citrus flavor adds a lot to a coubillon. Throw a couple of bay leaves in there with it. And make sure you stir all this around. And you'll probably want to add some water right now, too. Remember, you can always reduce water by removing the lid on a, you know, you can cook it down thicker if you need to. Okay, it's time to add your tomatoes to the Holy Trinity there. I like to use one can of Rotel. And then some just diced chopped tomatoes. You can even use fresh tomatoes out of the garden if you want to. Now, these, you know, quantities of different ingredients can vary according to how much you want to make. Now, I usually use, like, on the veggies, I'll use like three stalks of celery, one big bell pepper, and a medium-sized onion. That will make enough to feed, four or five people. But after you get all the tomatoes and the ingredients all in this coubillon, put a lid on that heavy skillet, cut it down real low, and let it simmer about, 30 minutes is long enough. You want all those flavors to incorporate. And then take those catfish fillets and put them on top of that, of your mixture there in your skillet, and push them down with a spoon. Let them cook maybe 10 minutes max, real slow. You don't want to cook them to pieces necessarily, but you do want to get them done. And then what I like to do is put the lid on that thing, on that skillet, and just let it set for an hour or so. And those catfish fillets will soak up all that flavor. Now, you've basically got to just remove your bay leaves out of it, you know, and your catfish pieces will be in chunks. If you want them, you can let them cook a little bit longer if you want more little pieces of catfish. But remember, by 15 minutes in that skillet, those catfish fillets will be done. Serve them over some white rice, and you have a meal fit for a king, folks. We're out of time. Remember my podcast, if you will. It's Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends, available about everywhere podcasts are found. Till next week, stay cool and be safe in the outdoors. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzleloaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.